Good afternoon, President Casey, honored guests, parents, family, friends, and not least of all, soon-to-be graduates. Moments like these are often viewed as jumping-off points, the beginning of a grand new adventure, and in many ways they are. However, they are also moments to look back at what has brought us here to this moment. According to the New York Times, we, Generation Y, are the most nostalgic group of people ever to walk the earth, obsessed with 1990s reruns and Backstreet Boy throwback song sessions. And why shouldn't we be? We've lived through some pretty amazing stuff in our short lives. So, following the old phrase, don't forget where you came from, let's take a few moments and look back at all that we have seen and what has made us, us. We are children of the late 80s and came into the world at the same time as the scrunchie, stirrup pants, and the bowl cut. We made our way through preschool and elementary school while Disney was practically becoming its own country and filled our young years with The Lion King, The Little Mermaid, and Aladdin. We are also the children raised on the best food America has ever produced. In the 1990s, we were the first to feast on the likes of Fun Dip, Bubble Tape, and Easy Mac. As the 90s came to a close, we were becoming more aware of the world around us. We were in the fifth grade as every night the news showed people digging shelters under their houses and stockpiling bottled water and baked beans. Y2K was on its way and there was nothing we could do to stop it. Luckily, the world did not end on January 1st, 2000, and we smoothly sailed into the new millennium. In 2001 came a moment that would come to define the way our generation lives, travels, and views international politics. Many of us were sitting in our seventh grade classrooms on September 11, 2001, when we witnessed our teachers turning on televisions and trying to figure out what to tell a classroom full of confused young teenagers. Another chapter in the story came yet again while at school, as many of us were sitting around DePaul on a Sunday night just a few weeks ago preparing for class when we heard about the assassination of Osama bin Laden. In many ways, these two events have served as bookends to our most formative years. We are a generation that until a few years ago had never known a president that did not have the last name of Bush or Clinton. We are the text messaging generation. We are the first generation to be plugged in completely, in which no area of information or the world is off limits. We are the generation for whom, as author Thomas Friedman states, the world is flat. As we grew up, we were told that we can retrieve information faster, travel further, and dream bigger than any who have come before us. And then we came to DePaul. Please think back to the last 4 years. How many times have you said in the last few weeks, it all went so fast? We all remember landing here on our first day and being scared to death. Then we moved through our time and slowly this place became our home. Many of us spent hours in Royale cramming for exams and visiting the research librarians to work on papers and theses. Some of us practically lived in practice rooms rehearsing until we could sing or play no more. We sat in classrooms in Asbury, Harrison, the GCPA, Julian, and Olin being challenged and often challenging our professors as well. We ate in the Hub or the Den. We grabbed coffee for the long work nights at Cafe Roy and Cafe Allegro. We lived in apartments, duplexes, and Greek houses. We still have crazy pride for Hogate, Humbert, Longdon, BR, Lucy, and Mason. We passed Lily every day swearing that starting next semester we would visit it more. Moments have defined us as well. We were freshmen when we shared the moment of Jordan Haverkamp's kick. We had debates, parties, and forums as the campus gathered to watch the results of the 2008 election. We welcomed Dr. Casey as our new president. We have banned water bottles, watched a near massacre at Little Five, and learned to both Dougie and Bernie. More than the events, it is the people who have made up our past that mean the most. In the past 4 years, we have made new friends and have had the hard lesson of saying untimely goodbyes to classmates. Graduates, please take a moment right now and look around. See if you can find the faces of your friends in the crowd. Can you see your parents? These are the people who have seen you through all of it. These are the people who have listened to the late night, what am I doing with my life phone calls. These are the people who have kept you up until 3 a.m. just talking. These are the people with whom you have gone to Dairy Castle 3 times in 1 week, Casa Grande to take on a beer tower, the Monon for breakfast to rehash the night before, and Walmart for the oddest assortment of things a person could buy. Today, as we discuss with our friends and family the plans for the future, don't forget any of this. I have no doubt that our class has great things in store, but only if we do not forget all of the lessons we have taken from the past. We have all of the direction we need as long as we are willing to trust what we have already been through. Returning once again to Disney, the company that defined our childhood, don't be Simba. Don't run away from your past. As Mufasa says then, remember who you are. Follow all of the other Disney advice as well. Go the distance like Hercules, reach for the sky like Woody. Faith and trust is all you need, just like Peter Pan. Use your faults like Dumbo, and like the Little Mermaid, don't be a guppy. This is a time to look forward, but it is also a time to be thankful for the past. None of this really ends here. We will always be children of the 90s. We will always be teenagers of the millennium. And we will always be members of DePauw. None of this should end here today. Your DePauw experience should not end here today. Everything you have learned, everything you have been challenged to do should continue far beyond this moment. We have all come from very different places, and we are heading different directions. We shared these 4 years and all of the lessons they've taught us. So as we head forward, don't forget to look over your shoulder as well. When you come to a life-changing crossroad, such as today, look behind you, because that's where your map may lie. Thank you.